Now, back onto the astronomical theme, NASA's most recent mission to Jupiter, which is called Juno, was launched this week, and it's actually got a crew of three. The three aren't, however, normal astronauts, because that's kind of expensive. They're actually three Lego figures attached to the outside of the spacecraft.
Outside?
The outside.
Gosh. Sounds a fairly harsh environment.
Yeah, indeed. The figures are representations of the Roman god Jupiter, his wife Juno, and Galileo, who was the first person to discover the moons of Jupiter. And for that matter, any moons around any planet other than Earth. Juno is going to Jupiter as it's the largest planet in the solar system and contains more mass than all the other planets combined. And so it probably started forming before the other planets, so it may tell us about the early evolution of the solar system. Juno is going to study the atmosphere and the magnetosphere of Jupiter to try and discover more about its composition and its structure. The figures should be going on a very long journey, about 2.8 billion kilometres, first on an orbit which sends them out just outside the orbit of Mars, then getting an additional kick from the Earth's gravity in 2013, and arriving in Jupiter in 2016 when Juno can start its mission. Unfortunately for any Jovian children out there who may come across these Lego men, they're actually made out of solid chunks of aluminium, and therefore they're not articulated, so playing them could be rather dull.
Why aluminium? Why not traditional plastic with the yellow face?
I think what's probably going on is that a lot of plastics do what's called outgassing. They kind of, you get sort of substances which evaporate out of them, and then they can recondense on things like lenses and really sensitive bits of equipment. So probably someone in NASA is going, you're not using proper Lego, so you're going to have to make them out of aluminium instead.
Is this just a cynical publicity stunt? Are they just trying to appeal to young people, kids, and get people like us talking about it?
I mean, I think it's a publicity stunt, certainly. And they are attempting to, but I think less, not quite entirely cynical. They're basically trying to get kids interested in space science and general science and engineering. So they've got a big project involving Lego in order to just get people interested in science, engineering and space.
Because Jupiter's absolutely huge. I heard the stat maybe you could fit, say, 1,000 Earths inside Jupiter. It's certainly got a storm on it, which is the size of the whole planet Earth, just in one tiny corner of Jupiter.
That's right. It's the largest planet in the solar system, weighing several hundred times the mass of the Earth and measuring 10 times the radius of the Earth across. So, for example, there's a hurricane on Jupiter, the Great Red Spot, which measures the size of the Earth across, and that's been blowing for several hundred years. And, in fact, it's because of the weather systems on Jupiter that it's really such a fascinating planet to study. Jupiter rotates on its axis every 10 hours, despite being a huge planet, so that's at tremendous speed.
So a day on Jupiter is actually 10 hours, not 24?
That's right. It's less than half length of a day on the Earth. Now, given how big Jupiter is, that's spinning at phenomenal speed, and that drives tremendously strong wind systems that creates the banding of Jupiter that we see and these hurricanes like the Great Red Spot. And it's really fascinating to try and understand those more.
Indeed. Okay, thanks, Dominic.